God wants you to speak faith. Well, praise the Lord, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Speak Faith Netcast. And I am glad you could join us for this special netcast. Why is it special, Dr. Bill? Well, it's special because this is the beginning of a new day for us here on the Word of Faith ministry platforms. All of our platforms are shifting over to Speak Faith. Our radio broadcast is the Speak Faith broadcast. Our video netcast is now the Speak Faith netcast. And of course, our audio netcast will carry that name as well. Why, you might ask? Why, Dr. Bill, are you changing the name of the netcast? Well, let me give you a little history. I'm kind of a big history buff in certain aspects. And this is an area that I'm really excited about. To share with you some of the history of this ministry. I was ordained in 1977. Matter of fact, July the 7th, 7/7/77. I thought that was kind of neat. So we had the ordination ceremony on 7/7/77. And I was ordained in the ministry at that time. Now, I started an organization, a nonprofit organization called Bill Bailey Ministries in 1979. But very shortly thereafter, a group from Salisbury, North Carolina, asked me to come pastor a local church there, and we founded a nonprofit church organization called Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated. And so Word of Faith Ministries is what we have rolled all of that up into for the nonprofit 501c3 recognized, IRS-recognized organization. So Word of Faith Ministries Incorporated is our ministry. And we kind of, you might say, retired the older organization. But at that time, I was on the radio, and I was ministering through a radio broadcast called the Spirit of Faith broadcast. That goes back to 1976, actually, when I started this Spirit of Faith broadcast. I was on all those years between the time of 1976 and 1977 when I was ordained, 1980 when we started Word of Faith Ministries. All of that time, I was on the Speak Faith broadcast. Well, at some point, we went off the air, and Dr. Jim Howard from the Concord, North Carolina area, in Kannapolis, that area in there, he started a broadcast called the Speak Faith broadcast. And praise the Lord, he is teaching and preaching the uncompromising word of faith. And I appreciate Brother Jim. Hallelujah. So we didn't want to, when we started the broadcast back, we didn't want to step on his toes. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't call it the Spirit of Faith broadcast. We called it the Word of Faith broadcast because this is Word of Faith Ministries. Okay, you with me so far? Stay with me. So, over the years, we've had the Word of Faith broadcast, the Word of Faith netcast, the video netcast, which we've been doing now for right at over 10 years, I think, now we've been doing the video. So, praise the Lord, all these changes, all these things occurred over that time. But you say, well, okay, Dr. Bill, why Speak Faith? Well, here's why. I went back to my roots. I know that in August of 1980, God told me to proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, you've heard me share this before, and train people to fulfill the Word of God. That's the vision for Word of Faith Ministries. And when I was given that in a Sunday night church service in our Salisbury church, I was getting up to teach Brother John Girdler, who is now Dr. John Girdler, my former associate pastor, was introducing me at the time. And I had just gotten up off my seat, and I plopped back down into my seat because God spoke to me and said, write down the vision of the ministry. And he told me, proclaim the Word of Faith, be a showcase of ministries, train people to fulfill the Word of God. And I went, wow, praise the Lord. I wrote it down as quickly as I could in my little notebook. And then I got up and I taught the church what little I knew at the time about what that vision meant. Okay, that was a big thing because I had not had time to look at it, research it. I was just speaking from the heart about what the vision for the ministry was. Well, since that time, I've had a chance to really dig into it and find out what all that means. And proclaiming the word of faith is pretty clear. Showcasing ministries has to do with being a helps minister. God called me as a helps minister as well as a Bible teacher. And so I help other ministers in other ministries. I've done that through ICFM, through our church, Faith and Victory Church, where Dr. Ed Taylor is pastor, through working with a lot of other ministries around the North Carolina area and other states, Georgia, Virginia, all around. I have helped various ministers by hosting their website or by working with them to help them with their technology or whatever, because I've got so much experience with various video, audio, and computer technologies. And then, of course, most of you know the story about how God made a divine connection and brought Harold Cagle Jr. And his wife, Peggy, together. And they had the vision for a Word of Faith internet radio station. And so Jim Howard, who I mentioned earlier, and Gary Price had lunch with me and brought us together, introduced me to Brother Harold, and that was the beginning of the Word of Faith radio network. And now we have a network of stations reaching the world with the uncompromising Word of Faith message. Wow, praise the Lord. It's been 10 years since that initial switch was turned on and the Word of Faith radio ministry was started. And we have grown and grown and grown. Like I said, we now have three stations, and we're talking about adding a fourth station to that network. Brother Harold, I tell you, he gets the vision, and he really hangs in there and gets it going. And I give him a lot of credit for obeying God and doing that. But here's the thing about all of this, how all this comes together. And then, of course, let me quickly mention training people to fulfill the Word of God is an aspect of Christian education, training, teaching. It's all part of the teaching ministry, praise the Lord. And I think that's fairly clear. But in doing all of this, I prayed and I said, Lord, let's boil it down. What is the essence? What is the key to all of this, to accomplishing all of this? What's the essence of my ministry? And he spoke to me and said, speak faith. Now, there's a lot, just two words, but there's a lot tied up in those two words. Speaking your faith, confessing the Word of God, making a positive confession of what the Word of God says to change the aspects of your life. That's speaking your faith. And, of course, you speak faith when you're born again, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord. Romans, let's just quickly go there. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. See, we preach the word of faith. That's why I call it Word of Faith Ministries. That, and then this is what the word of faith we preach is. That, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, that's speaking faith, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, we know that word saved is the Greek word sozo, and the verb is sozo, the noun is soteria, and what that word means is to be saved, delivered, healed, protected, made whole, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and delivered from all temporal evil. It covers the whole of who you are, the whole of man. Amen? So that word and that phrase, to speak your faith, covers every aspect of human existence. That's your physical healing. That's your financial blessing. That's your social outreach, if you will. How you deal with other people. And the fact that you have favor with God and with man. Praise the Lord. So I'm believing that through these broadcasts that we've been doing, like I said, for many years, but I just sense a fresh anointing, a fresh aspect to this ministry. And I'm believing that this will be a blessing to you and help you understand your position in the body of Christ, your rights and privileges as a believer, your authority as a believer to affect your world by your words, by speaking your faith. Here's how it works. James chapter 3 says that your tongue sets in motion the cycle of natural events. Okay? Now, you know, you have to do a little Greek study to find this out that's in that verse. The cycle of natural events is how things work, what some people would call, luck. I don't like to use the word luck. You know, we used to kid back in the 70s that luck is part of Lucifer. The root word of luck is Lucifer. And, of course, we get all bent out of shape about it. But people use that term luck or it just happened or, you know, things happen, that kind of thing, to mean that events just transpire without any actual direction, without any influence by any fake. That's not true. Now, yeah, there are things that just happen, but not that many. Most things that happen to you in your life are caused by the words of your mouth. Amen. What you say is what sets in motion the cycle of natural events in your life. Now, this is a truth of the Word of Faith message that has been forgotten. It has been lost. It has been ignored. It has been thought of as, oh, that's just that old teaching from the 70s and 80s. We're past that. Wait a minute. You don't get past the Word of God. You don't get past understanding who you are in Christ and speaking the Word of God and using your authority. You don't get past that. All right? You need to realize that your future is in your mouth. What you will see and say and do in the next 6 months, the next year, all comes from what you have been saying. Now, we know Mark 11. We all have studied and taught and heard messages on Mark 11, right? Mark 11, 22 and 23 and 24. Amen. But when Jesus said there that you had to believe that what you are saying is coming to pass, that's what the Greek says in those verses. What you are saying is coming to pass. So what you're saying with your mouth is what comes to pass in your life. It bears fruit. It's seed that bears fruit. Think of it that way. If I go out and plant tomato seeds, and I plant them in rows, and I make sure the ground's well-fertilized, and I water it properly, and I do all the proper things for that seed, guess what's going to happen? The seed's going to germinate, it's going to grow, it's going to poke out, and Jesus said, first the blade, then the ear, then the full cord in the ear, if you plant corn. Amen. So your seed matters, amen? So you plant corn, it grows corn, the branch comes up, the leaves come out, then the kernels of corn form on that, under the shuck of corn there. You know how you used to shuck corn? I used to back in the day. But at any rate, my mom always had me do that. She had me help her shuck corn. But at any rate, all of that happens because of a seed time principle, a seed time and harvest principle. You're going to harvest the seeds of your words. All right? Let me say that again. You're going to harvest the seeds of your words. Oh, I want to say Selah. Amen. You know what Selah means? It's a Hebrew word used in the Psalms. It means stop and think about what was just said. Well, what I just said was important. You're going to harvest the seeds of your words, because they're going to spring and grow up in your life. Now, I know some of you are going, I don't know, Dr. Bill. I just don't understand this stuff. I had a lady write me recently and said, you know, Dr. Bill, your last program, I'm talking about the very last netcast that we just did a little while ago, that last program, it ministered to her and helped her learn how to speak her faith better, more efficiently. And it struck me when she wrote me and told me about that, I thought, praise God, that's exactly what we need to do. And so what I want to do on this netcast is talk about and teach you not only the importance of words, but the how-to. The how do you do it? How do you put this into motion? You know, you might say the nuts and bolts. It's one thing to get in the car and turn the key and drive it. It's another thing to be able to take that car apart and put it back together. That takes a level of knowledge that most people don't have. Well, we need to take this process apart and see how speaking your words affects your life. One of the first things we need to understand is just what we just talked about, and that is James chapter 3 saying that the cycle of natural events is set in motion by your tongue. All right? Once you understand that, you know words are important. Well, the next thing is, where do your words come from? A lot of people say, oh, it comes out of my head. Well, a great number of them might come out of your head. But a great number of them come out of your spirit. Your spirit, when the Bible talks about your spirit, it's talking about the core of who you are, not your blood pump, you know, that's just squishing blood and sending it through your system. That's a physical heart. The heart it's talking about is the human spirit, the real you, who you are. You are a spirit. You have a mind, will, and emotions, and you live in a physical body. This body is not the real me. You see my body, but it's not the real me. The real me is a spirit man that lives on the inside of this body. So I am a spirit. I have a mind which has will and emotions, and I live in a physical body. That's what's called tripartite man. Wow, that's a theological concept and a big word, but don't worry about it. It simply means you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. That's all it means. God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are a Trinity, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? And so that's what it's talking about over in 1 Thessalonians when it says, I pray God sanctify you wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, wholly, spirit and soul and body. It enumerates the three aspects of humanity, who we are. All right? And everybody on this earth has a spirit. They are a spirit. Should put it that way. They are a spirit. They have a mind. They live in a body. But not everybody on this earth is born again. So what's the difference? Receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord, confessing Him as Lord, believing God raised Him from the dead, just like we read over there in Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10. But once you have done that, you become a believer. And what does a believer do? What's the nature of a believer? some of you got it. Some of you went, to believe. That's right. A believer believes. That's his natural state, is to be a believer. And I've had a lot of people say, Dr. Bill, do you really think to be a Christian I have to believe in miracles? Of course. Absolutely. How do I know that? Because Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10 talks about the fact that you have to believe in your heart, the real you, your spirit, you have to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Well, now, I don't know if I believe God literally, physically raised Jesus from the dead. Then you got a problem. Because that means you're not born again. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I know He raised Jesus from the dead. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. You know, we had a song in Vacation Bible School back in my Southern Baptist days when I was a kid growing up. Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. And that's one thing Southern Baptists, they always say, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. I've heard that my whole life, okay? Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, who grew up Southern Baptist, heard that his whole life. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. He wrote it in the back of people's Bibles that people wanted him to, like, autograph, you know, or whatever, that kind of thing. He kind of, you know, reluctantly said, okay, I'll put my autograph down. But he would put, God said it, I believe it, that settles it, Kenneth E. Hagin. And that's how he would sign his name very often. Well, I like that. I always have liked that. But I prefer God said it, that settles it. Because whether you believe it or not, that settles it. Whatever God says, it's settled, okay? And I believe it, therefore I get the benefits of it. Amen? That's the better look at that particular thought, all right? I'll just throw that in for free, all right? Praise the Lord. So God says what he means. That's his word. Well, that settles it, because whatever God says, that's settled, okay? And then if you believe it, you get the benefit of it. So when you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, which is a miracle, when you believe in miracles, you're a believer, you believe God raised him from the dead, and then you confess him as your Lord. That's more than just saying Jesus is Lord. It's saying, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He has complete direction and control of my life. Jesus, you take over, you take control. Now, the great thing about it is, Jesus is what you would call a good master. Amen. A good owner of who you are. Praise God. Now, he did buy you with a price. That's what the Bible says. You are bought with a price. The price of his precious blood, hallelujah. But he's a good master. Good master, hallelujah. He called himself the good shepherd, hallelujah. The good shepherd takes care of his sheep. The good shepherd takes tender care of his sheep. And that's exactly what he does for us. He blesses us in so many ways. Oh, it's hard to... I'd say it's impossible to enumerate all the ways that God is constantly blessing us. He is for you. He is not against you. He never will be against you. He is always for you. He has in mind for you a good and successful future. If you do what he says to do. See, that's the great thing about the commandments of God. A lot of people go, oh, commandments. You know, you get to be like Maynard G. Krebs. You remember Maynard G. Krebs on the old Dobie Gillis show? Boy, I'm dating myself now for sure. But on that show, Maynard would go, work? I don't want to work. What do you mean? Every time somebody bring up getting a job, he'd go, work? Well, a lot of people are that way about the word commandments. Commandments? Don't talk to me about my commandments. Ugh. Wait a minute. Remember what we found out in our past studies. The word commandment in the King James Bible, literally, that's how it's translated, but literally in the Greek it is talking about authoritative prescriptions. Wow. When I saw that, it just put it in a whole different light. An authoritative prescription. If I go to the doctor and I complain about some, you know, ache or pain or whatever, and they give me a prescription to take to the drugstore, that's going to alleviate that symptom. It's an authoritative, because he's a doctor, you know, has studied, hopefully knows what he's doing. So he gives you that prescription. You take the prescription, you take it to the pharmacy, you get it filled, you come home, you take it according to the directions. That's important. You can leave it sitting on the shelf, it won't do you any good. But if you take it according to the directions, it becomes an authoritative prescription, and that's what a commandment is. When God gives you a commandment, like love one another, for instance, then that is an authoritative prescription that will help you live correctly in this life. It will bless you. It will be a blessing to you. So if you do what the Word of God says to do, which is what we're talking about here, doing what the Word of God says, once you do the Word and speak the Word, then it begins to come to pass in your life. That's how all of this works together for your good. See, a lot of people read that scripture that says, all things work together for our good. Wait a minute, wait a minute. That makes it sound like everything that happens, no matter what it is working together for your good in some supernatural, cosmic, strange way. That's not the case. First, you got to identify who it is he's talking about. Those that walk uprightly before him, those are the people that God works everything to their good. If they're speaking the word, they're doing the word, then things start working to your good. If you're not speaking the word, you're not doing the commandments, you're living out in sin, you're committing adultery, let me tell you something, things aren't going to work to your favor. I'm sorry. The way the Word of God says, now listen to this, I keep going back to what the Word says. The Word of God says the way of the transgressor is hard. Amen. The way of the transgressor is hard. That means if you break those commandments, and I'm not talking about just the Ten Commandments and all of that. I'm talking about the authoritative prescriptions of the Word of God where God's told you how to live. If you break those, if you go against the pattern of those, then you are a transgressor, and guess what? Your way is hard. But what's the converse of that? Or the other side of that, or what we might say the reciprocal of that. If I obey his commandments, if I do his authoritative prescriptions, if I speak the word of God, then the way of my life is not hard. I've had people tell me, Dr. Bill, why is it that every time something happens, it may even seem to be a bad thing, but it just turns around and suddenly it's a good thing for you? Well, I'm not a transgressor, so my way is not hard. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. Yeah, but what about a couple of years ago when you ended up on your deathbed and they said you were going to die? Do I look dead? No. It turned around, didn't it? The cycle of natural events worked in my favor, and I was healed and whole, praise the Lord, and raised up from that, and didn't die, but I live to proclaim the works of the Lord. I will live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. And that's exactly what I'm doing, is speaking my faith. I'm telling you about the glorious works of the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. I done preached myself happy. Praise the Lord. And I trust to preach you happy too. Amen. See, that's how all this works. Speaking our faith is just a part and parcel of how we live successfully in the things of God. God wants you to be blessed. He wants to bless you. He wants you to have a good and successful future, but you got to work with him. Amen. You got to work with him. Give him something to work with. Obey his authoritative commandments. Amen? Do you see that? Woo, we're out of time. I'm going to have to go. Let me give you my address. Our address here is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. Our zip code 27262. And, of course, you could always write me at my mailing address, your email address, which, by the way, is new. So check this out, Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at speakfaith.com. .org. That name has changed as well. So our website is now speakfaith.org. Join us there. Remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God. The Speak Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.